all of the finishing touches are getting ready to welcome people back to Mount Angel's Oktoberfest, September 11th to the 14th. Thousands of people will gather in this small Bavarian town and just celebrate the harvest. And joining us once again, it is our good friend Monica Boxler to tell you everything that is happening as they celebrate a very special 60th anniversary. Good morning, Monica. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Brenda, for having us. It's always good to talk with you.
Monica, well, I know that you have not been part of the organizing team for 60 years. You've been a part of many of them. How many years is this for you working with the Oktoberfest organizing committee?
This has been my 14th year on the board, and then I had one year additional as an associate member. So, yeah, 14 years.
That's
the marketing and all the details. Yeah.
How exciting. So for 60 years, how much has the festival itself changed as far as looking back in the history and the stories of Oktoberfest from its very early years to now? How much has changed from maybe what is set up versus really what the feel is like for that weekend?
Wow. It's been really fun because we're doing a history timeline that'll be on display in one of the tents. So if people are interested, we'll have this kind of set up. But when we go back clear to 1966, which is the first one, the beer garden was one tent, sawdust on the ground. They had, half a dozen food booths. They had high school bands playing and like high school groups as their choirs. And so it was nice and it was good. And it got like 33,000 people there, which overwhelmed them. And they did better the next year, but they kept growing and growing. And it's amazing to me now, when I started roughly 14 years ago, we had 3 beer gardens. We now added 3 smaller ones. Our entertainment gets bigger and we keep bringing it in from farther away. We have so much going on up at the high school and all of the fun stuff that we managed to put together. One of the things I like to point out that nobody quite believes is that they used to have an autocross, which was actually car racing in the streets of Mount Angel.
Wow. Now that would be a sight to see. I would love to see that along with all of the other wonderful entertainment, the dancers and just the wonderful gathering. But I would imagine from its beginning, that the what you have been able to continue throughout those 60 years is just this warm welcome to visitors from near and far. I think that many people still recognize that, yeah, there is not a place that doesn't feel like home when you come to the Oktoberfest.
Yeah, that word is Gemütlichkeit, and it's kind of, when you look it up, there's no real English word for it. So you have to kind of describe it, and it's that warm, comfortable feeling of being together, which is, 60 years of being able to bring people together to make everybody feel warm, welcome, happy. The food is good. The prices are reasonable. You can walk down the streets and have wonderful music. And I often think that polka tunes have something to do with it. How can you be upset when there's a good polka playing, right?
Absolutely. And whether you're inside one of those fest halls or just walking down and looking in the open window, the joy that is found is really contagious. Monica Boxler is joining us today. They are celebrating 60 years this year of the Mount Angel Oktoberfest. It begins on Thursday, September 11th, running all the way through the 14th. Well, as you said, Monica, you've got a special timeline in history for the celebration of these 60 years, but they're coming from far away. There's a very special group of people coming all the way from Switzerland this year. Tell us about it.
Yes, people from our sister city, Engelberg, are arriving, and with them is going to be their mayor, Mike Bacher, and they're going to bring one of the monks from Engelberg Abbey. And he'll be with the group. Engelberg Abbey is the mother house for the Mount Angel Abbey. So we're really excited to have them here for the 60th and to be able to share this special event with them. It's going to be really fun and a way to celebrate our heritage in a way we really hadn't expected. So we're super excited.
much of that heritage has to do with our Catholic faith. And I love that when you go look at the schedule for the weekend of events, the very first thing, well, it is daily Mass, and that is going to be part of all of the festivities. Thousands of people are going to be there. So it's important to plan ahead, to know a few things. So for people who are going to be coming this year, what are some important things that they can do ahead of time that'll help make their stay during those hours there more enjoyable?
Boy, one of the things I would do this year is you're always welcome to find street parking, but it's almost easier to just go ahead and park your car in one of the lots. It costs you a little bit, but then you can just ride the trolley in and you're not spending any time getting stressed trying to find a place to park that's close enough for everybody. We do have a lot of things that you might want to look through the schedule and see which things you don't want to miss. And one of those things I would absolutely recommend that you see is the Salzburg Echo Alphorns in St. Mary's Church. I took a gentleman in there a couple years ago and he was listening and he said that is just magical. And so that is just a really cool event when you get a chance to see that. And the times change each day. So go ahead and check out the schedule at Oktoberfest.org. And we've got a tab in there that will help you find all of the schedule. So that's one of the things I would do. I would also, I have to say, I would look at the food tab and go, out of the 40 food booths, which ones do I need to hit first? Or which one can I possibly pass up? Because they all sound so, so, so good.
Well, Monica, that was my next question. Of course, we have to talk about the food. You've got a bunch of vendors that will be there. For you personally, what is one of those things that you know that throughout the weekend you have got to make a stop or two or maybe even three to make sure you get your favorite snacks?
Oh, my. Okay. So one of the things that I really, really, really love, and I don't know if it's okay to do a shout out, but there is a family that will help me out at the St. Edward's and Kaiser. They have the Berliner sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've taught a couple of the kids out at Holy Family Academy in Brooks. And so when I come up there, one of the guys just comes right up and helps me and gets me going really fast. And I love those sandwiches. And there is, they brought the hand-dipped nut bars back again. It's a different group doing the booth, but they put it back together, so I always look forward to those. I got to get a fondue from the St. Mary's booth. I need to, there's a Russian food booth there that does some spectacular pierogies and pelmeni. There is so much good stuff. And I got to say, the Oak Street Church and their hand-dipped corn dogs, beautiful.
I cannot wait. And I agree. Just last week, Father Gary Zer, pastor there at St. Edward's in Kaiser, he talked about those Berliner sandwiches. They are delicious. They are famous. And that's got to be one of your stops along the way. And then just one last mention. One of the great things you're all proud of is that beautiful kindergarten area for the kids. Still going to be free this year?
Yeah, we have managed. That is a couple of the things that I've been really proud that we've been able to do as an organization over 60 years. That kindergarten is still free. When I say free, there's no admission into the kindergarten. There's no rides that you have to do. There's no admission to the shows. Bring your family. Bring all 10 of them if you got them. Come on down and have a good time in the kindergarten. And you're welcome to come and maybe peruse the food booth. But one of the things we're kind of proud of is, Even if your budget's kind of tight, you can come to Mount Angel and have an absolutely good time. We do hope that you'll buy something from the nonprofit food booth because, hey, they're nonprofits. And if you look at the number of Knights of Columbus groups in there, you will be staggered at the number of Catholic booths that we have, which is just, for me, it's great fun. I love seeing that.
Oh, and for all of us in the community, it is great to support our various Catholic charities and organizations that give back to the community in so many ways throughout the year. Well, Monica, rest well, because come later on this week, I don't think you're going to be getting too much rest at all. And we look forward to seeing you at Oktoberfest.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Good talking with you.